You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. It's movie awards season once again, and with the BAFTAs approaching this weekend and the Oscars just around the corner, I thought it only prudent to check in with our friends at Variety Magazine and the Newport Beach Film Festival to find out who they think might take home the gold, and if there's any hope for us Brits this year. A warm welcome to my guests, Variety Magazine's Deputy Awards and Features Editor Janelle Riley and Gary Sherwin, CEO from Visit Newport Beach. How are you doing today?
Very good.
Fabulous.
Great to speak to you again. Okay, guys, let's not bury the lead here. With Olivia Colman, The Favourite and Bohemian Rhapsody all hotly tipped, is this going to be a good year for us Brits?
I think so. Definitely at the BAFTAs, I think Olivia Colman is probably the front runner, whereas back in the States, Glenn Close is probably her biggest competition. But I just love her, and I'm excited for her and for Richard E. Grant, who I know is nominated for supporting actor for Can You Ever Forgive Me, although not a British film. He's still fantastic. And yeah, it's been a really great year. The Favourite is one of my favorite movies of the year. Bohemian Rhapsody just keeps defying expectations, I think. Now it's like the highest grossing biopic in the States.
Wow. Well, The Favourite is doing incredibly well for what seemed to be, when it was first announced, it was going to be such a small, low-budget British indie comedy, and
yeah,
it's become a juggernaut. Now, Janelle, why is British film so popular across in Hollywood, and what are some of your favourites from 2018?
You know, we just love you guys. You guys have that great Shakespearean training. Your actors take it very seriously. I think everyone would probably agree when you see a British actor in an American movie, their accent is impeccable. Not so much the other way around. Not going to name names, but there's been a few questionable English accents out there. And this year in particular, I think, has been great for British cinema. I mean, obviously, The Favourite. I was a big fan of Stan and Ollie with John C. Reilly and Steve Coogan. Mary Poppins Returns, Mary Queen of Scots. It's just been a really fantastic year. And there are some movies that weren't recognized awards-wise, like Widows or The Happy Prince, Rupert Everett's directorial debut that I was also a huge fan of.
There was so much buzz around Widows when it first came out, and of course it was a remake of a British TV show.
Right.
Why has it not done so well when the award season has actually swung around?
You know, there was a huge debate back in America about, like, it wasn't a quote-unquote awards movie. But when you have, you know, movies like Moonlight winning Best Picture, you know, it's like the definition of an awards movie has changed. It can be anything at this point. You know, one year it was Birdman, like things that you would not normally think would fit the template in an awards movie. And I just found Widows incredibly entertaining. I was really on edge. Maybe there's some degree of when you put Viola Davis in a movie, people are going to have certain expectations.
She'll get an Oscar for a Marvel movie one day, Viola Davis. She's fantastic. Now, with that in mind, Gary, and with the BAFTAs just around the corner, who are you keeping a close eye on?
Well, you know, I think, you know, as Janelle was saying, the little film Stan and Ollie, I thought, was a really sweet take on a comic duo that unfortunately, I think, is kind of hasn't been fully discovered by a new generation. And but I thought the performance, John C. Reilly, he completely embodied Oliver Hardy, and Christian Bale did a phenomenal job in Vice in terms of his transformation into Dick Cheney. He was tremendous. And Janelle and I were also saying that we really like Mary Poppins and
love
actually
it.
Surprised it didn't get more love because it really was a wonderful, faithful adaption. And it really it had great energy. And Rob Marshall did a masterful job in keeping the spirit of the original film alive.
I have a feeling Emily Blunt will be no stranger for awards seasons going forward. Now, I have to ask, Steve Coogan's obviously made an impact over in the US with films like Philomena, but for people in the United States, with Olivia Colman, us Brits know her from things such as Peep Show, Broadchurch, Tyrannosaur, and smaller parts in things like Doctor Who. Has her rise to fame been something almost extraordinary for you guys there? Has she come out of nowhere?
Well, for me, I was a fan of hers going all the way back to Peep Show. But I think for most people, they really noticed her in The Night Manager.
Yes.
Which was, you know, obviously a big hit both here and in the States. And she won the Golden Globe for that. Kind of starting a tradition, she wasn't there to accept the award. She is so busy. She couldn't even go to the SAG Awards last week when she was, you know, favored to possibly win because she's shooting The Crown. And obviously, even if people didn't see The Favourite, they are going to know her from The Crown, the new season, where she takes over from Claire Foy, fellow BAFTA nominee Claire Foy.
Absolutely. Now, it will be another season in which this year's ceremonies will have some controversy surrounding them. The Oscars will unusually be without a host this year, but also, and despite its success of Bohemian Rhapsody, controversial director Bryan Singer is being at best ignored or actively has people speaking out against him. With this hanging over the movie, is there any chance that it's going to do well going forward?
I think its best shot is Rami Malek, the star. It's a transformative performance. He is beloved, and nobody holds him responsible for Bryan Singer's actions. If anything, from what I've heard, Rami Malek was instrumental in getting him fired.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And Rami Malek, of course, one of his biggest competitors is Bradley Cooper, who put in an exceptional performance in A Star Is Born while also helming the entire ship. What do we think his chances are?
Not good. It's unfortunate. Here's the thing that I keep telling people. He directed his first movie. It was, you know, the fourth or fifth telling of this story. It was an enormous hit. Critics love it. He delivered an amazing performance. Let's not feel bad for the guy. It is unfortunate that for whatever reason, he is not being recognized by winning awards. But I just can't fault the people who are winning. You know, he has some really stiff competition in the actor race. If it's not Rami Malek, I think it'll be Christian Bale. I do think Bradley Cooper has a chance. I think his best shot is either in adapted screenplay or actor. But it's just been a crazy, unpredictable year.
Well, you know, I have to root for him because I was in A Star Is Born, a very small part of me, because I was in the Glastonbury scene.
Oh, really?
Wow.
I thought you sounded familiar.
Well, I'd gone there to see my namesake. I was named after Kris Kristofferson, and Bradley Cooper filmed his bit from the movie just before Kris Kristofferson came on stage. So I'm there in the very small distance. Now, Janelle, Variety magazine has released your top 10 Brits to watch in 2019.
Yes.
Who has made the honours list this year?
We have Jess Glynn, the singer-songwriter, Finn Whithead, who you may have seen in Dunkirk, but most recently he was the lead whose life we ruined in Black Mirror Bandersnatch.
We ruined it so many times.
Over and over again. There was no happy ending for that guy. Raffi Cassidy is a young actress who really excites me. She's in the movie Vox Lux. She actually plays two roles, and she's wonderful. Billy Howell, who I first noticed in On Chesil Beach. She's also in The Outlaw King right now. A writer-director named Jessica Swale, who started out, you know, writing plays like Blue Stocking and Nell Gwynn. She's about to make her feature directorial debut. There's a wonderful actress named Kirby Howell-Baptiste, who... she's literally in all my favorite shows. She's been in The Good Place. She'll be in the new Veronica Mars. She's on Barry. She's on Killing Eve. She's popping up everywhere. It's kind of incredible.
I feel we need to have a night of watching TV together because all of those are my favorite shows as well.
Oh my gosh.
Janelle.
I'm so late to the game on Killing Eve. I'm embarrassed.
Well, I absolutely love Barry. And
oh, I do too.
That's where I'm putting all my money next year. I think Barry's fantastic. Now, Gary, celebrating its fifth anniversary, the UK will again welcome the Newport Beach Film Festival Honours Night. But tell us more about this year's Newport Beach Film Festival and what we can expect this year.
Well, this year is the 20th anniversary of the film festival, and in a country like this, 20 years probably doesn't sound like much, but I will tell you that certainly in America, film festivals sometimes fight for survival. In L.A., for example, their film festival went away. The fact that our film festival is still prospering and is now the fastest growing festival of its kind in America is amazing. They'll be having over 300 films from 50 countries. the festival to be taking place this April. And of course, I think a large part of the festival's success is they always have had a UK spotlight. So honoring the best of British filmmakers. And in fact, if you are an aspiring filmmaker out there and want to submit your film for consideration, the entry deadline has not passed. You can submit it at newportbeachfilmfest.com. But the festival really is continuing to prosper. And of course, its signature event is the one that we host here in London to kick off BAFTA weekend. The UK Honors Program will be honoring Lord Julian Fellowes, of course, the new Downton Abbey movie that will be coming out later this year. We're also going to be recognizing Joanne Froggatt and Laura Carmichael, cast members on the show. We'll also be recognizing Leslie Manville, who's a phenomenal actress, nominated for Best Supporting Actress last year for Phantom Thread, and also TV host John Lloyd. So we've got a really great selection of honorees. And then we're also going to be recognizing Rob Brighton and Lily Cole as well. So
an exceptional lineup this year, sir.
It is. We're very excited about it. I think we've given out close to 25 awards. It just continues to grow in popularity every year. And now, of course, we kind of did this thing, well, we'll kind of do an event near the BAFTAs. Lo and behold, the president of BAFTA LA will be kicking off the event for us. And now it's kind of a mainstream part of BAFTA weekend. We're really proud of that.
Absolutely, an absolute staple. Now, before I let you both go, a quick fire one for both of you. Best film?
What I want to win or what I think?
Let's go with heart, not with head.
Oh, gosh. My favorite film of the year was The Hate U Give, which wasn't nominated for everything, for anything. out of the films up for the BAFTA, I really do love The Favourite. And I'm not just saying that because I know it's the hometown hero.
Well, the one we're all cheering on for. And Gary, yeah. Best film for you?
Well, I mean, I it's a little sentimental. The Green Book, I did really enjoy. I know there were some narrative issues with it, but I thought that was great. But Black Klansman, absolutely superb film that I thought Spike Lee did a great job with it. And Vice, again, Christian Bale and his transformation into Dick Cheney and that whole innovative narrative that Adam McKay had in the film, I thought was really well done.
And we do love A Star Is Born.
Absolutely. And Sam Elliott on
Sam
Stars.
Sam Elliott.
And, you know, that may be, he may yes. win just as a career achievement. But, you know, there were some great little cameo roles. And Sam Elliott did such a great job with the limited space that he had in the movie, as did Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins. So it was kind of nice to recognize some of those great veterans.
I have to say as well, in A Star Is Born, I thought Dave Chappelle did an exceptional job.
How great was he? And Andrew Dice Clay.
Yes. Fantastic.
You know, it's so hard to do comedy, and then you have these great comedians doing drama, and they're fantastic.
Well, it's always a pleasure getting the input from Variety Magazine and Newport Beach Film Festival. If any of our listeners would like to find out more, where can they go for more information?
If they want more information on Newport Beach and the film festival, they can go to visit newportbeach.com, and of course, the festival itself, newportbeachfilmfest.com. More information on Variety, variety.com too.
Variety Magazine's Deputy Awards and Features Editor,
it's
Janelle Riley, and Gary Sherwin, CEO from Visit Newport Beach. Thank you once again for joining me, and I hope to speak to you both again next year.
Absolutely. Thank you for inviting us. It's great.
Take care.
Okay, take care yourself. Bye-bye.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio.